64, no Nintendo. The episode Greg's been waiting for. What's up, everybody? We back with another one.
What's going on, fellas?
Another week. You know, living, dying. Super tired this week. Working 6 days. Exhausted.
6 days.
Mm-hmm. We down a man. So I gotta work Saturday sometimes.
Damn. Yeah. I work till 7 tomorrow. I'm pretty pissed off about it.
Till 7?
Yeah.
Hell no, bro.
We got end of the year events, and senior leadership has to help out at least one of them. So tomorrow is my night, and it ends at 7.
You working prom?
No, it's a banquet for one of the athletic groups.
Oh, shit.
I forgot. I think it's like the swim, like the city swim banquet or some shit.
We got swimming?
I don't know.
Where the fuck they swim?
I don't know. I forgot all about it till this morning. They're like, you're still good to work tomorrow night, right? And I was like, should I guess?
Yeah, till 5, right?
Yeah, till 5 is what you're talking about, right? Yeah.
So I'm not going to work till 11 tomorrow, because I'll be damned if I work 8 to 7.
Damn.
I don't blame you, because fuck that.
Oh, what's the word I'm looking for? An ode to the Nintendo 64, if you will. I wanted to get your favorite games on that console, being that it's episode 64.
Oh, you already know what game we got to start off with. 007, bro.
Figure that's chalk. That's easy. That's too easy.
Easy money. It's easy. Plus with that soundtrack, yeah. 007. And then...
That game pissed me off.
Why?
The Golden Gun.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Yeah.
Anybody who played that game knew pain if once somebody got the Golden Gun. Boy, I would cheat like a mug, too, because you could look at other people's little corners of their screen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be cheating.
And then probably Super Smash Brothers and then Mario Kart. But I love Super Smash Brothers on the 64. That shit going crazy.
What about you?
No, I told you I was poor as a child. Still poor. Couldn't afford a 64.
Well.
Kirby, the Crystal Shards, that shit went hard.
How you know about that game you didn't play it?
I had friends, G. People still fuck with me even though I was poor.
You want to go to Greg's house?
Nah, he ain't got a 64.
Shit.
Man, Banjo-Kazooie was my shit.
I played that game so much it gave me headaches.
Damn, how long are you like right on the screen?
Oh yeah, bro. I was dedicated trying to beat those damn games. Star Fox.
I never played Star Fox. I only played it with him on Smash Bros.
Yeah, bro. I was soaring through the sky in them little jet plane. Pew pew pew. I wanna say those Pokemon games, it was very similar to Mario Party, but it was with Pokemon characters isn't that what the Clefairy we have to sing along with Clefairy or Jigglypuff? Was that not on the 64?
I'm trying to think what game he's talking about.
I'll dig it out. Okay, y'all.
Because I do remember Pokemon. What was it called? Where you got to battle your Pokemon and shit.
Oh, that Stadium
before.
Yeah, Pokemon Stadium. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that shit was hard, bro. I was like, oh, yeah. These graphics hard, bro. I feel like I'm Ash.
Gary used to kick my ass.
Trying to look it up real quick.
Not looking back, them graphics were ass, boy.
No, it may not have been, but Pokemon Snap was a dope one. You just ride around taking pictures.
Yeah, because I was looking at it right now, and there's Pokemon Puzzle League, and then Pokemon Snap, the Pokemon Stadium, Pokemon Stadium 2. It might be Pokemon Puzzle, now that you say that, because I feel like you had to hit the notes to unlock whatever with Jigglypuff and stuff and move on to the next stage.
But you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, once you said it, I knew what you're talking about. I just couldn't think of the name. It could be Pokemon Puzzle, but I'm not too sure.
If we find it, that
can be something I post on the Instagram or find for the Instagram to roll out, because it's gonna bother me now. I'm trying to think of other games, but I played Blitz.
That's whenever I first got my first taste of football.
Blitz, yeah.
The game was crazy.
Resident Evil 2. I don't know why I was playing this scary ass game, but I was playing that shit.
I think I played Zelda. Zelda. There was a couple Zeldas that came out on 64. Yeah. I think it was Transylvania.
Man, I never played the Transylvania.
There was?
But I never, yeah, I don't know what it was about though. I never played it. I just remember seeing it at like a movie gallery, and I never rented it. I didn't have a 64, so obviously.
Oh, we're getting that wrong. It's Castlevania.
Castlevania. There you go.
Yeah. Castlevania. My fault.
Yeah, that was dope.
Because I never played that. I got introduced to Castlevania through the anime on Netflix, but I knew it was a game. I just had never played it.
Nice.
I'm trying to think what else I played on here. Oh, the South Park game. Oh, I played that. Yeah.
Okay. Just throw snowballs. You pee on the snowball, throw them at
Yeah, that stupid ass game. I'm going through all these games right now to see what else I played. But did y'all play Ready to Rumble?
Yeah, the boxing game with the Afro dude and Butterbean.
Yeah, Ready to
Rumble. I used to get my shit. Well, hold on. Pause. I get beat the hell up in that game.
Damn. Like, I didn't know there was that many blitzes out there.
that sentence doesn't lead to a response like, hey, yo.
Nah, NBA Jam, bro.
Oh yeah, NBA Jam. He's on NBA, fire.
Yeah. What else is on here? Oh, Mortal Kombat. Of course, Mortal Kombat.
See, I didn't play that a lot on 64. I played it a lot on Sega?
Yeah. Well, the one that was on here was Mortal Kombat 4. So I'm guessing the rest of them were mainly on Sega. And then of course all the Mario parties. Oh, Mario Golf. I forgot about that one. That one was dope. And then Madden's, but yeah, I've played a lot of these games. I didn't think I played this many. I thought I was really just on Smash Bros, but I played a ton of these games.
Yeah, that's how I feel right now. Looking at these lists, I'm thinking I only had like 6 games, and then the more and more I go through, I was like, nah, my mama was buying me some games, man.
Or are you going out to rent them? One of the two.
Yeah, man. We had Hollywood Video or Blockbuster.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Doom 64. I was scared as shit playing that game.
No, I stayed away from all them scary ass games.
Yeah, I should have too, but I was in it.
Cruising USA. Nightmare. Holy shit! I forgot about that being on the 64. I always just played it, you know, inside of we had Peter Piper's in San Antonio.
Mm.
Donkey Kong.
Yeah, I'm looking at all these. I'm like, damn, I played a ton of these games.
The rest
of the
games.
Yeah. Wait, weren't the wrestling games more on Sega?
I know I played some on 64. They might have been. I'm like you with Mortal Kombat, but the other way.
Yeah. Huh. I'm looking right now. I'm going to scroll back to the bottom quick, and then we can move on. Tony Hawk's Pro Skater. Oh, my gosh, bro.
I never got to experience that on 64. I think I picked that up with the PS2.
Oh, it was WCW. WCW versus NWO. I remember that one. Yeah. Fuck.
Damn, that's why I grew up to hit people with chairs.
Yeah. Now I'm on a 64. It's just to play these old ass games.
Yeah. Rainbow Six was nice too before Call of Duty was a thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, ode to the 64. We miss you. We love you.
I wish they would bring some of those games back because I know a lot of those don't even run no more. Like, NBA Jam, 007.
They remade NBA Jam. I've played that recently on a more recent console. It may have been like the PS3 or something, but they redid it.
Jam, or are you talking about NBA Street?
No, they did NBA Jam.
Hmm.
If you got another topic, go on to the next topic and I'll see if they redid it.
All right. Well, I'm a marathon runner, and I thought this was interesting. So this past weekend, I believe, in China, they had robots running with people in the half marathon. And the way they were doing it, like they had like a team that was running with the robot. So they would have like battery pit stops so they can like change out the batteries and stuff. And then a small barrier around the robot. So I guess if it goes rogue, it wouldn't go after people and stuff. And my question is like, you think we're going to get to a point where robots are just in the, or like AI robots and stuff are just in there in these races with people, but instead of having like a group, a team with them, it's just them out there with us.
Like they're voluntarily doing the race.
Yeah.
Because
I don't know why you would even do this. To be honest,
I don't see why they would do it either.
It's random.
If it gets to that point, I think there's bigger problems.
My mind goes to, I don't mean it political early, but the whole argument about trans people in sport.
Mm-hmm.
and they're passing laws because this dumbass girl got fifth in a meet and she cried about how a trans person tied with her. You know, trans person didn't win the race, didn't win the meet. They tied. And now she's being plastered as this face against trans athletes in sport. I'm not even going to say her dumbass name. But anyway, if you're okay with robots, AI, beating the shit out of you in a marathon because you think it's cool, why are you not okay with another human being in your sport?
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to play the victim and cry about shit, then I don't think it's okay. And if China's just doing it to be China, then that's fine. Let them do that shit. If it makes its way over here, I think you should have a human marathon and then an AI robot marathon. Just like we have battle bots. You don't see people fighting battle bots.
It'd be interesting. I would love to see
that's what you should be doing. Yeah. That's what you should do is make them fight. I don't really care about them running. I don't give a shit about that. Make them fight.
Yeah.
Whose AI watched more UFC?
I'll just more tapped in.
I put a chainsaw attached to my little AI robot. I'm like, go get it.
Yo.
There ain't no rules in an AI fight match. Death. What was it called? Celebrity death match?
Yeah. Death match or something like that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was just my thought too. I was like, y'all are cool with just having these robots in races with humans, but other human beings, that's where you draw the line because they're just a little different. That's crazy. But hey, that's beyond me. Whatever.
If I'm James, right, and I'm a marathon runner, and a robot's running past me, you know how they give you them little water cups?
Yeah,
I'm definitely gonna pour it on the robot. Short circuit that motherfucker.
I'm gonna grab the water cup. This robot behind me trying to pass you, and you know I'm about to like throw it on my face. Like, oops.
Yep.
Sorry, my fault, bro. I was trying to get my face, and I missed.
I'll take his battery out. All kinds of shit.
I would rather lose to another human than a robot, because then at that point it's unfair. Like, what are you talking about? They got all the stamina in the world.
Well, I'd be pissed off. I finished the race huffing and puffing, and then this robot just standing there. Good job. Yeah. Bitch, I throat chop you, but it ain't going to do nothing because obviously I ain't got no throat.
I'm fucking unplug them.
Yeah.
Short Circuit was a movie about robots, or a robot. It was a pretty good movie.
It's old, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's an old-ass movie.
That's from, like, what, the late 80s?
Johnny Number 5, bro. That was a robot.
Yep.
He was always getting into some shit.
Little he's always got some background information on something.
1986, bro.
And James, you were graduating?
All right.
College?
PhD?
Let me send y'all the fucking cover for this movie, bro. This shit look old as fuck. It look older than what it should be.
For the short circuit?
Yeah, for the short circuit shit, yeah.
Yeah, that one always gonna fuck me up.
Yep, there's that right there.
Starring Ally Sheedy and Steve Guttenberg.
Yeah, Ally Sheedy. I remember that scene where they had Johnny Number 5 in the back of a truck, but they didn't close the tailgate, so he rolled out and he was like screaming.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I always felt like, I don't know which one of them got done first, but it was kind of like a take on E.T.
Which one?
You know, what you mean? This non-human, but he's got like this funny personality, like Greg said. He falls out of a truck and he's screaming. Am I just way off?
Yeah.
Are you talking about this?
Yeah, like Short Circuit.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. I thought you were talking about a whole different movie. I said, what are you talking about?
No. I'm saying, like, I think E.T. was done first. And I think that the producers or something said, hey, we can do the same thing, but with a robot.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I can see what you're saying. Damn, E.T. was 1982. Son of a bitch.
That was your first undergrad?
That's not. Mm-hmm. We're not about to do that. E.T. look a whole lot better than Short Circuit, I'll tell you that. And this is 1982.
That's because that's big studio money.
That's true. This shit got a 99% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Is that DreamWorks?
E.T.? E.T. does?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's DreamWorks because they got him flying across the moon in the letter D.
Is that DreamWorks?
Yeah, bro.
Hold on.
Yeah, DreamWorks is that's the logo.
Yeah, he's the Jordan of DreamWorks.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe it wasn't DreamWorks then, but they made DreamWorks after E.T. Maybe.
Oh,
like, the same people.
Yeah.
Now it's Universal. Thing,
but different. What?
It's Universal.
Oh, yeah. DreamWorks is the kid fishing. in the moon.
Oh,
y'all had me rethinking everything. I said, ain't no fucking way. I'm losing my mind.
Yeah, he is chilling on that moon fishing, isn't he? Damn.
Yeah. Hey,
look at us fact checking. We've come a long way.
I had to look it up. I just found ET2 that they did on YouTube. Shit. That man smoking weed with ET.
Staying far away from that.
Oh, man. That's hilarious. Anyway.
I don't want to talk about this man, but I think it's too hard not to. Y'all see what Kanye was talking about recently?
Yes.
Yeah.
Listen, I can talk shit about Kanye West. I can say a lot of things are wrong with him. If this man, for those of you that don't know, was he tweeted out? Was he speaking to somebody? I don't know the entire thing. If you know it, please help me. But essentially, he told folks up until he was 14, he was performing oral sex on his cousin. Is that right?
What he said.
On his male cousin. Listen, 14 years old, younger, that's a child. So obviously, there was something wrong happening here. But I don't understand why this man just says the shit that he says. If you need help, go get help. I don't know if there's a question in this. I don't think there is. I just wanted to talk about it because what's going on in his mind? Why is he doing the things that he's doing?
I think he's on drugs.
That's the obvious answer.
And he's about to have an album drop. So every few years when he's about to drop an album, he comes out the woodwork and starts talking crazy. And this is the year where he has another album coming out that's like super just racist. Have you seen like the names of these songs and stuff on his new album that's coming out? So I think it's just that plus probably drugs, probably something not right up in his head. That's a multiple things that I think is going on with him. And then plus album drop. Because going back to, I think, The Life of Pablo, he would just start saying just wild shit on Twitter. And then his album would drop. And then he'd disappear for a whole long time. And then start talking shit again. Drop another album, call it, talk shit about Jay-Z, talk shit about Beyonce, talk shit about Kid Cudi, this and this and that. And then, oh, let's make amends. Now we have a Kid Cudi and Kanye album with Kids See Ghosts. Disappear again. Let's rebrand. We got Jesus is King. Now we're holy. Now we're Christians. Let's drop a gospel album. Let's disappear. We get divorced. We're back. Now it's Donda. We have somebody else. Let's talk a little more crazy. Let's do that. Disappear again. Now we got Vultures one and two, where he was talking crazy once again. And now we're back. He's being, you know, he's shaking hands with the Klan and stuff, and in a Klan suit, about to drop another album. So there's a pattern.
Yeah, I mean, I hadn't looked at that in that way, but I mean, you're absolutely right. I'm gonna say this. You know, a lot of people post pictures of what they're listening to or screenshot the playlist. Listeners, y'all might not like me. Some of y'all may even hate me. If you screenshot this Kanye album, first of all, I'm done following you. But number two, don't be surprised whenever you get a knock at your workplace and they're going to ask you some questions because somebody made a claim. I'm not saying it's going to be me. But I'm going to try real hard to mess with you as much as I can without getting myself arrested, because if you're listening to Kanye now for clout, and this isn't, you know, a lot of the time I've been guilty of saying separate the art from the artist. Nah, man. Kanye done dug himself a hole that he ain't never going to get out of in my book.
Yeah, it's deep, because these diehard Kanye fans on Twitter and stuff, when he was saying that stuff about the KKK, can't even talk. And they're like, I can't even defend him no more. Like, I've tried my best, but he's making it hard as hell. I'm like, hey, y'all should have gave up a while back. So,
but y'all got it. This shit was good. I mean, don't get me wrong. He's got good music, but it's not making my face melt. And that'd be the only reason I go to bat for somebody every time they started to act up. I'd get tired. Yeah. How many excuses you make for this man?
Yep. That's all I'm saying. And to them, they always want to come back to, well, his mom has gone this. Well, his mom's been gone for a while. And he's just like been just rambling on like this for a while. Like, if at that point, somebody in his corner needs to go get him some help if that's the case. But y'all just let this man just spiral out of control and just do what he wants and say what he wants. And now we are where we are.
I saw a video of him getting into a truck with jeans and no drawers on. I thought Greg was the only person that did that.
What?
You know,
I box you all the time, bro.
Have we talked about that? Have we asked if you're a boxers or brief kind of guy?
I'm a boxer brief kind of guy.
So are you saying both or the hybrid?
The hybrid.
Hmm.
James? Good stuff. I'm the hybrid as well.
Y'all lame as fuck. Hey, it's 2025. I wear a thong.
You got it. I bet that's uncomfortable, but you got it.
Range of motion.
It makes me aerodynamic when I fight.
Hey, yo.
I'm pretty sure Lewis be wearing jeans with no drawers.
I believe it.
Chafing.
After telling that story about his little meal with the tortilla and the weenie sandwich, yeah, he's definitely a jeans with no drawers kind of gal.
Real quick about jeans. The Boston Marathon happened this past weekend, and a dude out there ran with just jeans, bro. The whole marathon with jeans. The chafing that man got to go, be going through right now is probably insane, because hell nah.
I saw that, bro. I don't know how long the Boston Marathon is, but I mean, running any distance in jeans probably sucks.
He ran 26.2 miles in jeans.
You know, okay. What kind of jeans were they?
Levi's, I'm assuming.
Hey, that's a hell of a way to run an ad, though.
Yeah, he got to the end of the race, and he's just sitting there, shirt off, and just jeans and whatever shoes he's wearing. I'm like, bro, how are you not just like bleeding just from your legs and shit?
That's wild, bro. I'm trying to think of
what you said. 26 miles?
Yeah, full marathon.
What's the longest physical activity you could endure wearing jeans?
Jeans? When I was younger, I would like, if we're hooping outside, and this is like middle school and stuff, probably just the whole recess hour, I'd hoop in jeans.
Yeah, man, kids come inside sweaty as fuck.
Yeah. So what is that like? Maybe 45 minutes or so.
Yeah. I mean, that's
maybe an hour.
Yeah.
Now, nah.
There was an old dude at the gym the other day wearing jeans. I was like, what the fuck? Old dudes be coming to the gym in anything, bro.
They definitely do. They don't care, bro.
I could lift in jeans. Maybe not leg day, but I mean, I could hit an upper body workout in jeans. I'd be uncomfortable, but I could do it.
But that's it. Like, you upper body and you go home. Like, you're not about to run. You're not about to do no type of legs or stretching. No. Just upper body and dip.
My ass can still be swampy. Believe that. Like, as a golfer, I wouldn't even golf in jeans. And you get to sit down a lot.
Yeah. It just be so uncomfortable, dude. And I just can't even imagine, like, running that long with just jeans, dude. That just sounds crazy.
This is no fun.
I don't even want to walk that far with jeans on.
Facts. I hate wearing pants. If I could wear shorts year-round, I would.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
I'm so grateful I get to wear shorts to work.
I do too, but I mean, at the same time, I'm always like bending down and stuff like that. And
hey, yo.
Yeah, I was about to say something else. So I was like, let me just say bending down and never mind. I'm not even gonna get into
it. You be bending over and spreading it or what?
Who doing the bending? You be oh, you do the bending.
You heard it here first.
Hey, never mind. Moving on. But yeah, running the marathon in jeans is crazy.
I got a kind of like Kanye, kind of like G's Kanye topic. Not something that there's a question tied to, but something that just happened just now before we started recording. Y'all know I'm dieting. I'm down like 12 pounds now.
Hey.
And it's been awful. I fucking hate dieting. I hate working out. Shit's trash. Anyways, I'm counting calories. I'm counting macros. I'm doing everything I'm supposed to. I accidentally fell asleep when I got home from work today. I don't know how that happened. I never do that shit. And I woke up, just somebody was calling me. I checked my phone, and I saw an ad for a sandwich at Potbelly. It was a new sandwich. It was a prime rib steak sandwich. And I'm like, you know, it's a little late now because it was already 6:30 and I didn't really feel like cooking. And I had the calories for it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's kind of like, it's kind of cheating, but it's not because it fit in my calories. So I ordered it and that shit was disgusting.
Damn. Awful.
And
I hate when that happens.
I know, man. I like Potbelly a lot, bro. They have some good sandwiches, but, you know, everybody wants to have hits, but sometimes you're going to have misses.
Mm-hmm.
And that sandwich was a miss. And then they forgot my hot peppers, bro. I feel like I have trouble with ordering online, bro, because they always be forgetting something.
Shit, cooked at that point.
I don't know that the hot peppers would have saved the sandwich.
Mm.
The steak, I don't think it was prime rib. It might have been rib, but it wasn't prime. it wasn't good. It's just very disappointing whenever you know, like I said, I've been dieting, I've been eating healthy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, this is kind of a cheat meal. So, you know, it's got to be good. And shit was awful, bro.
Did you finish it?
No, I couldn't finish it. I tried, bro. I tried hard, but I was just sitting there like,
What was wrong with it? Is it just dry or
the meat? No, the meat just wasn't good, bro. Mm-hmm. The meat was really low quality. It kind of tasted like chalky.
Mm.
And like I said, there was supposed to be Swiss and caramelized onions. I don't know. I don't know, bro. Maybe they were having a bad day at the sandwich shop. You know what I'm saying?
Possibility. It could be. I mean, you said it was a new sandwich. So people are ordering all that stuff.
What'd you say, G?
I said, I'm not big on prime rib. Like, if you're going to give me that cut, just give me ribeye. You know what I'm saying? Prime rib. Yeah. It's like rare, but not rare.
Well, I've had a hankering for a steak sandwich. I thought that's what I was getting. I was like, cool, steak sandwich, prime rib, steak sandwich, tomato, potato.
It's frogs and toads.
Anyway, very disappointing. I should have just heated up them frozen healthy chicken strips I got from Costco. Moral of the story is don't cheat on your diet because you'll regret it in more ways than one, but whatever.
Tomorrow, that's the worst things that happen. Like, you're just like, you know what? Today I'm going to treat myself. I've been good. I've been doing well. Let me get something good. And you get that something that you've been craving and it's just trash. Like, you just wasted a whole meal for nothing. Worst feeling ever.
The fucking money that I spent on that sandwich was, you know, that's gone forever. I'm not getting those calories back either. Mm-mm. Unless I throw up.
Just gotta go right now. I don't even press the button, bro.
That's how it works.
Just press the button.
I can punch you in your jejunum.
Anyway, I'm just very disappointed, like I said. So if y'all fuck with Potbelly, don't get that steak sandwich or that prime rib sandwich.
If you're in the business of giving suggestions, what is a good sandwich from Potbelly?
The Wreck is good. It's got like all the Italian meats on it.
Mamma mia.
Yeah, and then you know I'm a ham and cheese, you know I'm a whore for the ham and cheese sandwich. I've said it plenty of times.
Well known.
The title of the episode.
Yeah. They have a good ham and cheese sandwich. Put that with the hot pepper. Boy. Shit fucking slap. Hey, the peppers are hot though, so be careful.
Hot as in temperature, hot as in spicy.
No, spicy, bro. I remember the first time I got them peppers, I was like, yeah, put all the peppers on that bitch. I was like Scooby-Doo and Zombie Island whenever their heads were steaming.
If you have your bingo card out, there's your Scooby-Doo and Zombie Island mark.
You don't go to Potbelly, G?
Nah, man, my sandwich places, I usually float between Subway. I got back on Jimmy John's. And then...
I thought you didn't fuck with Subway.
No, I fuck with Subway the long way.
I remember one time I told you I was going to Subway. You told me the lunch meats were fake.
Because you got ham and cheese from Subway. And we had a whole argument on the pod. If you go to Subway, treat yourself.
It's already expensive.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if I'm going to get a foot long, give me all the meat. Hold on.
Yo.
As soon as I said it, I realized what I said. If I'm gonna spend all that money, I'm gonna make it worth it. That's my point. And Jersey Mike's, I'm trying to get Jersey Mike's back into the rotation, but it's just out the way.
You got to get a pot belly, bro. You work at Tech. There's one across the street.
Which street? There's a lot of streets.
University?
Where? We'll talk about that after. No, that's not important.
I never had Jersey Mike's or pot belly ever.
Jersey Mike's a cheesesteak. I need to give Jersey Mike's a second chance. Because y'all like, I mean, I just said it. I am a whore for the ham and cheese. So I went in there, asked for the ham and cheese, thinking it was going to be hot. And they gave it to me cold.
They gave it to me cold.
Yeah. I was like, well, I mean, they already bagged it up. I'm not going to ask them to heat it up. There's veggies on it. I don't want them to wilt. Like, it's a whole lot of, it's a mess. I ate a cold sandwich that day. And it was okay, but it was cold.
Reminds me of that video of them two little boys. You don't know how to make cheese toast. Why you ain't need a cold?
Real quick. Why do you always like just challenge yourself with spiciness, bro? Because when we go to Sergio's and everything, we have the chile there, and then we have the regular one, and then he makes a spicy one. You're like, no, I got it. And then the whole time you're just coughing up a lung, and then you with the hot peppers that pop, and then this pot belly leaking the hot peppers and shit is struggling. I don't understand it.
The world wants to know.
Like I said, I ain't no punk bitch. I'm gonna try. All right.
I'm just curious, bro.
Yeah, you got it. Some boing boings in the tortilla with some chile. They fuck Greg up. His nose starts sweating. That's how you know it's spicy. Low key, he's like, man, this ain't hot. But you look at somebody's nose or upper lip. There's some beads of sweat.
Yeah, it's a little hot.
What did Buddy say on Hot Rod? Life is pain, and we got to scrape the joy out of it every day.
I guess, bro. I guess.
I'm always going to try the most spiciest shit they got because, life's too short not to. And it's exciting, dude. Spicy stuff makes the food taste better. You know, we be going to ramen shops and I be getting the spicy.
Same. Oh, speaking of that real quick, now that you brought that up, when I was in, San Marcos, we went to the ramen spot and I got the spicy tokusu ramen. And the way they made the broth, it looked like it wasn't going to be spicy. So it wasn't like super red or nothing. So I didn't think anything of it. So I was just eating. And then all of a sudden that shit just hit me. That shit just slapped me in the face, bro.
I wonder what made it spicy.
I don't know. Cause it didn't look spicy at all. But cause I'm used to like, you know, what is it called? Fun noodle. When you ask for the spicy one, they make it fucking like blood red. So you know it's probably going to be a little spicy, but it's never super spicy. But this one, it just looked mellow, but that shit hit.
You know what it was?
What?
They used the mop water from the men's room.
Facts.
Hey, that's some good-ass mop water. I'll tell you that.
she got some kick to it.
Yeah. Shit hit, bro.
My favorite ramen spot is the first one I ever had. It's in Denton. I can't remember the name, but... I'm going to Dallas this weekend, so maybe I'll swing by and try that again. See if it's still the same as I remember.
Smoochy activities again?
I'll be acting the smoochy when I'm in Dallas, bro.
Put the elbow down.
That's twice in 3 weeks. Greg, is everything okay?
What do you mean?
Yeah, you're acting out. You're out here throwing ass in these streets.
Living a life for a mile at a time.
This place is called Kurume Ramen in Denton. It's the you know, you ask for spicy and they put a paste. They just stick it on the side of your bowl, like right above the broth, and you knock it in and mix it yourself.
Oh, okay.
That shit slaps, bro. I'm so excited to go back.
I think mine would probably be between the Hawaiian poke over there in Lubbock or that place we went to in San Antonio. I don't even remember what the hell it was called.
Well, that one's called Ito.
Ito, I think I probably put Ito at one right now.
That's is that how you call
what?
Yeah,
poke. You is poke.
It's poke.
I don't know. I'm asking.
No, I'm saying it's Hawaii poke.
Oh,
but is yeah, it like
Pokemon?
I think Pokemon.
I don't think it's poke.
I don't know what it is. I just said poke. So
y'all the ones that speak the language.
I'm pretty sure
it's poke. Even Japanese.
Oops. Yeah. Yikes, that was on me. We do have an ad for today. This episode is sponsored by Dallas Gutierrez at the Dallas Gutierrez Law Firm. If you're in an accident in Texas, dial Dallas, 8775-DALLAS. I almost was in an accident on campus. These crazy motherfuckers on these scooters, they almost ran into me as I was walking. I've been taking these walks during my shift. And yeah, I almost got clipped by one, so I was going to have to call my good friend Dallas and have him represent me because number one, he'd have had to represent me because I was hurt from being hit. And then number two, he was going to have to defend me in a murder case because I was going to strangle that little motherfucker on that scooter.
Not with the line scooters, bro.
Yeah, them things is bulky now. I feel like they've added some weight to them.
So they won't throw them in the pit and set them on fire.
Yeah. You know Lubbock be acting up.
Oh, man.
I hit when I was in school on one of those things. I don't know if I ever told you that story.
Really?
Like people, like, you know, campus gets busy, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers mm-hmm. be walking everywhere. Like, this was so close to an accident, the motherfucker stopped walking and looked at me and, like, gasped. So I was crossing the street, and it's a four-lane street, and everybody in the furthest lane, closest lane to me crossing, stopped to let me cross. And then the next lane over, there was a Jeep just coming hauling ass, bro. Did not stop. And I was just crossing, going, you know, as fast as those little lines can go. She almost hit me, bro. Like, I had to swerve, and I was just trying to get to my exam, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, people, like, noticeably, I noticed, like, multiple people, like, were shocked that I didn't get hit. Like, shit, it's just another day on campus. You gotta be careful.
It really is. I don't like driving
in. You're gonna risk getting a line.
I walk around everywhere on campus. I take my car in there, or I used to, for my 8 a.m.s because they don't really be messing with parking. Parking enforcement ain't out early. So I go in there, teach my little class, and I be out like a thief in the night. They never knew I was there. And then I be seeing some cars with boots on them. Like, y'all motherfuckers dumb.
Hell nah. Yesterday, they put up a post, and I guess these motherfuckers were getting brave and parking at Pizza Hut, and they was towing them bitches away.
Mm.
They made a post like, hey, if you're a WT student, you park your car at Pizza Hut, they're taking them.
It's like gone.
They had like three people just hauling ass cars out the fucking parking lot. I said, oh, damn. No, sucks to suck. But they tell you, like, don't park over here, and I guess they just got brave and just started doing it because they weren't for the longest time, and then all of a sudden I started seeing a lot of cars at Pizza Hut. I know Pizza Hut is not popping like that, even with the buffet.
They might have brought the buffet back, bro. You never know.
Ain't no way.
James looking through the window. I know they ain't the buffet, man.
Yeah, I know y'all not moving pizza like that back here, bro. What's going on?
Speaking of meat, Anthony Edwards.
Yo.
You hear this one? Hey,
yep.
Then it's playoff season in the NBA. The Minnesota Timberwolves are taking on your Los Angeles Lakers. Anthony Edwards is out of the game. There's a timeout. He's chilling on the scorer's table. And, you know, fans are going to heckle. Now, sometimes you pick the wrong one. Yeah. But you can heckle a lot of players, and they might laugh, or they might say something back at you, you know. Anthony Edwards ain't him. Anthony Edwards is going to say shit back. And a matter of fact, he said a lot of things back.
He was fined $50,000 for telling a Lakers fan, my dick is bigger than yours. He also grabbed it. I thought he was holding on to an Arizona tea can.
You fucking yo.
Hey, man.
But he was
Is Lewis writing your notes this week?
he did co-publish some of these. But he was Rudy Gobert's right there. He said, he made $200 million. I make $300 million, just calling these motherfuckers broke and everything else. And then he said that, and he got fined $50,000. His current total, I didn't get this number. I want to say he was up to several hundred thousand dollars in fines.
God dang.
And I'm pretty sure, again, right, not certain, I'm pretty sure that it's all from shit like this where he's just acting out. And there was, you know, this was on Twitter, and somebody said, I don't know why Anthony Edwards be bragging about having unprotected sex. And then he dunks on people or he does shit like this. I'm like, yeah, we could use more of him in the world.
Between him and John Morant, bro, motherfuckers are just wilding out there in the NBA.
John Morant just be lying.
That's true.
The celebration, if you haven't seen the celebration, it appears as though this man is pulling a pin from a grenade, tossing it into what would be the crowd, essentially, and then covering his ears. He said, it's, what do you say? They take my words and I throw them away and then I cover my ears so I can't hear.
Get the fuck out of here.
Somebody said that's up there with Young Thug trying to explain what slime means. They said it's the same thing as Jalen Milrow saying lank, L-A-N-K, was let a naysayer know. Look at where these people from. And I'm not judging none of these young men. See where they're from and see if they say naysayer.
Yeah. Yeah.
And John Morant has been caught multiple times with firearms in his vehicle, on his person. And then he also airs out the crowd every time he makes a jumper. So a grenade isn't that far out of the realm of possibility.
And that's why he's throwing grenades now, because he got fined again that week before because he was airing out the crowd. And they're like, hey, bro, stop that. So he's like, all right, I got something for y'all. Grenade.
They'll never see this one. I would have gone with the mortar.
Just in the middle of the court.
I don't know. All that just to say, these motherfuckers have gone from being athletes to some of them are just flat out entertainers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to watch the Timberwolves because what the hell is Anthony Edwards going to say next? And yeah. I want to watch the Grizzlies because Ja Morant may come out with an RPG celebration here pretty soon.
Imagine. Oh, sorry.
Did we put it in the group chat where they said he's calling in an airstrike like on COD? Like he opens up the briefcase.
Yeah. Somebody said it. I don't know, bro. They wilding out there in the court. They're all like early 20s too, so they don't give a fuck, bro.
But I tell you what, if Chet Holmgren does it, I'm kicking his knee in.
That lanky dude. This past week was this YouTuber. He was in India. And I don't know if you heard the story or not. So there's like, you know, those islands that are restricted because they have islanders on there that have never seen the light of just technology, other humans and stuff. So they've been living this way for thousands and thousands of years. They don't know what the hell's going on.
I'd be sending them gushers.
Well, this dude, he was in India and they tell him, yeah, you can't go out there. So he takes a boat and he gets close enough and then he swims to this island and he goes to the beach and drops off a can of Diet Coke, and then swims back, gets on the boat, goes back to India. And he has to record it and everything. People catch wind of it. He gets arrested in India, and he's been arrested ever since. And it's just weird to me that why would you want to like just disturb their peace? Because they're gonna see this fucking can in the sand and just be like, "What the fuck?" And just it's gonna be their new god or something like that. You never know. it just ruins everything they know because they've never seen shit like this in their life. So I don't understand why people just want to disturb these people's peace. Coming like a few years ago, another dude did that too. He went over there to an island and these motherfuckers are like, hey, don't go over there. They'll kill you. And what happened? Buddy got like shot up with some arrows or something like that.
Smoked him, bro.
Yeah. So just leave these people alone. I don't understand why they're going to bother them.
As a warning, bro. They said, tell your boys this is what happens.
Oh, they put him on a stake, bro?
Nah, I don't know, but I would.
Oh, I just know he got shot up by arrows. I was like, God damn.
I would have put him on a New York strip, you know what I'm saying?
Worst cut of steak, by the way. Worst cut of steak. So that's extra disrespectful.
Jeez, bro. But yeah, like, I don't understand. These people just be just clamoring for clout and stuff and doing stupid shit like this. And
you don't think they deserve to know, James? You don't think they deserve to know what a Diet Coke is?
Off of a Diet Coke? What are they going to learn off of that? They don't know how to open it. One, two, it's like a whole different thing. They like an aluminum can. They don't know what the fuck aluminum is.
They can figure out how to open that bitch.
By the end of the week, this shit gonna have a whole fucking just iron throne, and they're just gonna be worshiping it because they don't know what the fuck.
I'd have left them with one of those charged lemonades.
Charged?
Wow,
that's fucking insane, bro.
They say, hey, y'all want to build a hut really quick? Take a sip of this.
At least should have at least opened it. Yeah. At least.
Put a straw in it. Oh, yeah, they don't even know how to use a straw, huh?
Yeah, they don't even know what the fuck a straw is.
Yeah, like I said, I'd probably send them some gushers, bro.
So he left he left the Diet Coke and a coconut as offering for the tribe.
A coconut?
I don't know.
That's good. That kind of sounds good. A coconut mixed with some Diet Coke.
How are they gonna open either one of those things, bro?
You don't think they can open a coconut? I'm sure they got coconuts on the island that they figured out.
If he's offering a coconut, I'm assuming they don't have them.
If he was foreign to the area, maybe he don't know they got coconuts on the island.
This is true. He is foreign. He's American. He's from Scottsdale, Arizona.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He definitely didn't know they had coconuts, bro. That's some shit. That's like take. I mean, he probably would take spaghetti to Italy as an offering. You know what I'm saying? He don't know shit.
I think his sentence should be a live stream of him spending the rest of his days on that island.
Damn, take all this shit.
Or like, if you're going to send it to him to a couple months, put him on that island. And because I think I read this, and he's a streamer of some sort or some sort of influencer. Like, you're doing all this. If it's out of curiosity, if it was National Geographic, which doesn't make it better, but I'm sure that whenever they leave, they kind of, you know, offer him something for their time. This man showed up with a can of soda and a coconut and said, hey, can I film y'all, basically? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, put his ass on the island with all the indigenous people. Oh, shit, I don't know if I said the right word.
Yeah, so that's the right word.
That's right.
Okay. Whew. And just if he survives 2 months, then, you know, whisk him away. If he doesn't, well, that's what you wanted, right? You want to go hang out with these people?
G's crazy, bro.
Well, according to Indian law, he's looking up to a sentence of 5 years in prison and a fine.
In an Indian
prison? 5 years,
in an Indian prison.
In prison or real life Mike Luanog?
I don't know.
Again, that's what G's proposing, bro. It's not me.
I didn't say that.
You know what you meant. You know.
No, you don't get to do that. You're taking my word. You're throwing them. This is what John Morant was talking about. They're weaponizing my words against me.
But yeah, I mean, all that for Diet Coke and a coconut, you might serve 5 years in prison.
He should have left the lime too, if we're being for real. Like that is almost a great mix. Include a lime and eight. You'd have turned the whole world upside down.
Some, but whatever. Good luck to him and all his endeavors.
No, I wish that. Did you see that tweet I sent you out about the dog, the guy in the bag of shrooms, and he was tripping?
Bro, that dog is out of it. How
would be with that Diet Coke?
Diet Coke ain't even that good.
Well, I love Diet Coke, though.
Why is that dog sitting like that? A dog is zooted.
Before we go to song of the week, go open up the Instagram group chat because we had Noe send us a question. The video is a part of it.
Okay. I don't have access to Instagram.
No, I sent it to the regular group chat.
Oh, okay.
So just so you could look at it before we get into the song of the week, I just want to ask y'all this question.
Where's the question?
The question's in the Bruise and Banter, but I sent the video to the regular group chat and I'll ask y'all the question.
Okay.
Now, so I think we've had this question before, or not this particular question, but we've talked about eating Pokemon before, and he's asking, will we eat that soup?
The Squirtle soup.
No.
That shit got graphic, bro.
Free my guy.
I'll post that on the Instagram later, but that shit got graphic, bro. I said, hey, yo, we all doing the Squirtle, bro.
Yeah, fuck it. We'll try it one time. How many are they endangered?
Squirtles?
Yeah.
Not that I know of.
In this fake world that we're living in now. If there's a surplus of Squirtles, then fuck it. Give me the soup.
Wow. You're cold as ice.
Squirtle soup? I don't know. I don't think I could do it.
Sometimes you just gotta know.
Who would be the tastiest Pokemon?
Magikarp, bro. Badass. That's like catfish right there, bro.
Nah, definitely some tuna.
Tuna? I thought that'd be like, oh, you know what? Never mind. I was about to say Goldeen, but Goldeen's like a what's it called? A goldfish. So never mind. Not even no goldfish. What about Gyarados? What would that be like? Some sushi?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was slap. Some Gyarados, some Magikarp.
I'd probably try some Jigglypuff.
Well, what is even Jigglypuff?
I don't know, like marshmallow or something.
Marshmallow? Definitely not, bro.
Pink and fluffy.
I would do what's it called? Eat some ho-ho. Ho-ho. That's like a chicken, bro.
No, you know what? Some chicken. Give me some motherfucking Zapdos. That shit
shocked me. Bro, a Zapdos. Imagine. Sheesh, man. It might slap, though. It might slap.
Yeah, it'll shock.
Yeah, that too. Song of the week.
Song of the week. Ooh, do y'all have yours? Because I have mine.
You can go ahead. I had mine a second ago, but
mine is Naughty Girl by Beyonce.
Why that song? Tonight, I'll be a
naughty girl. It came on.
Hey, it's a banger.
I don't like that.
It's my song of the week.
All right, I don't like it.
It's my song of the week. Mine is.
Go ahead, James.
Mine is "I Lied to You" by Miles Kanton, and this is off of Sinners, the movie. So,
okay,
I still haven't seen it, bro. I want to go watch it.
Dope. Yeah, I need to go watch it.
My song of the week is "Hero," the one from the first Spider-Man, Chad Kroeger featuring Josie Scott. Y'all remember that?
Oh,
and they see that hero. Yeah, that shit.
Boy,
hell yeah!
Swinging through the air, the city of New York.
Yeah,
brings tears to my eye.
Good song.
That shit came on this week. I said, "Fuck, that's a banger, dude." I forgot about that.
My final thing here. We've got a big week this big end of the week starting Thursday tomorrow. Well, this the day before yesterday. I don't know how time works. The draft is this week. So I wanted to do a quick, you know, just. Couple top draft picks of what are your top smells? So number one pick, if you could only, I mean, this isn't the question, but if you think of smells, what's the best smell you could think of? What's your number one pick in the smell draft?
Are you talking about like scents, like food, like cologne, like
anything,
aromatics, like
it could be a dish, it could be someone's house that you know, it could be a cologne. It could be me.
All right, I'm gonna do one of many things. Number one, Naxos by Zerjoff. It's a cologne.
God damn, that sounds great.
That whole slap, bro.
Spoiler: I don't have any colognes. None of my smells are colognes.
So are we doing like five, or are we just doing number one picks?
I mean, we could. I got three. So
we can do three. That's cool.
All right.
It's not my number one, but I'll put it at number three. Fabuloso.
That's how drafts work.
Okay, I'm doing it my way. Sorry.
Okay. Sorry.
At number three would be probably Fabuloso on the floor, and then I'm about to pop it up.
Out of here, bro. That's
what do you mean?
It's a good smell.
Nah, it's your right. It's your draft, not mine.
Number one, as a new father. Boy, I be smelling the hell out of my little daughter's neck. I put my face all up in her neck. That new baby smell, man, it's unlike any other.
All right. Ooh, all right.
New boots. New boots have a good smell. That leather probably smell like a new baby.
Maybe no. Not.
A boots?
Nope. My baby does not smell like leather.
That smells pretty good, bro. I love getting new boots and smelling, you know, smells the whole house up like leather.
Why do you get new boots, Greg?
Huh?
Why do you get new boots?
What do you mean, why do I get new boots?
Because you can be goofing?
Yeah, I mean, new boot goofing.
Yeah. Three payments.
You can't beat the price down at, what's it? Fuck, bro. It's a funny day. Oh, man. Fuck it. Anyway, I got another scent. I like the way it smells before and after a rain, you know what I'm saying?
Ooh,
that shit, top tier.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen here often, but I feel you.
Next one for me, it'd be fresh coffee brewing in the morning.
Mm.
Shit smells magical, bro.
I can appreciate that a lot more now that I'm a coffee drinker. My second pick.
Zapateria La Ballerina, that's what it was called.
I thought you were talking about a coffee shop. I was like, what?
Yeah, I was like, what coffee place is this?
That's a Zapateria La Ballerina. You can, just not at these prices.
My number two pick, give me I was torn. The smell of a grill, whenever the charcoal starts to gray over and is ready to cook. Yeah, that's a good one right there. Got that.
Last one for me, some fresh tacos from the taco truck. Magical, bro.
Yeah, I want to pick a food for my number three, but I can't think of like a food that I smell and I'm like, man, that's like, I want the world to smell like that. Because most food to me, I don't want to smell like that after I eat it. You know what I'm saying?
Makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm gonna have to go with another cologne. Then I'm gonna go with Oud Satin Mood by MFK. That shit slaps.
he's giving like $1,000 worth of cents in three answers.
It's free game.
It's free game.
My third and final pick of my 2025 smell draft is a concession stand.
What?
Yeah, like whenever.
Nah, I get it.
Fans, man, you just smell like the whatever's cooking, and then the nacho cheese, and there's you get like a very small note of fresh cut grass, because you know they just cut the grass for whatever sporting event was happening. Yeah, man, concession stands, they take me back. It's a nostalgic smell.
All right.
Nah, I get it. That's a good pick.
Thank you. We're not all into the scent kings world. big cologne over here.
Not the scent king, bro.
I'm about to start a podcast about colognes.
Damn. I'm
trying to be like James. I'm gonna have 6 podcasts by the end of the week.
I only have 2. So
it's already Wednesday.
All right. I have 2 more things. So a few weeks ago, there was a tornado in Mississippi, and this lady lost her pet tortoise. I'm guessing it got whisked off in the tornado or something like that. I'm not too sure. But I think it was this week or last week. She got a call and they said, hey, we found your tortoise. But he's like at the shelter, like healing up or whatever. And they were reunited and stuff like that. My thing is just like, why did she not take the tortoise with her? Because, you know, like people with pets and everything, they'll grab them and take off and stuff. But she just left it there. So, I don't know. It's not even a question. I'm just like, why would she just leave this turtle there? He can't get far that fast.
It's probably for the best that she left him. She let him go through a tornado. So, she's obviously going to get pet owner.
She got it back. So, she's doing something right.
Oh, she got it back?
Yeah, she I thought this week
left the tortoise at the pound.
No, like she lost it in the tornado, and then this week or last week, the vet's like, "Hey, we found your tortoise or whatever. He's healing up," and then they've been reunited.
How big is this tortoise, bro? Because if I'll tell you right now, if I had to evacuate my house, Mabel may get left because her big ass is about 35, 40 pounds.
Let me see real quick.
She's tough. She got low center of gravity, so I don't think the tornado will get her off the ground.
Oh shit!
Lowrider.
She gonna end up in Slayton.
At least, maybe
post. Let's see if I can find this article again. Here we go. All right, let me see how big this fucking turtle is. It's not even a big ass turtle, bro. She can pick this bitch up and walk with it.
Yeah, no, I'm with Greg. She doesn't deserve that turtle back. Hey, Peter, go get our turtle, man.
Yeah, save that turtle because she's obviously careless.
I'll send it
in that tornado like Mario Kart.
I sent it in the group chat. Look how big the turtle is. She gotta pick that bitch up and took off with it.
Oh yeah, she definitely eating Squirtle soup.
Well, that's half the problem. She got that Republican girl makeup on. Yeah, then they get the turtle far away from her.
Mm-hmm.
Her face don't match her. Her face don't match her body, man. She's two different kinds of
yeah. Y'all remember in Scooby-Doo, the movie where they're on the four-wheelers and the branch hits the girl and fucks up her monster mask?
Oh, yeah. Get
all dark. That's what she looks like.
Say that turtle.
Yeah, I don't know, bro. When I first read the article and they said a tortoise, I was picking one of them big-ass, like, 20-year-old turtles that be just wandering and shit.
Yeah, Galapagos.
Pick that thing. I'm like, whoa. Yeah, y'all should have saved this turtle from her. They shouldn't have gave it back.
And free him.
Imagine being turtle though in the tornado.
I don't want to imagine that. That's terrifying.
That's fucking crazy. And my last thing, Australian woman nabs the record for the most minions to be collected. So she has 1,035 different minions just in her possession. My question is, do you have anything that you would collect in that nature? I'm assuming, Greg, you might be clones.
Yes.
Next question.
Next question.
I'm going to start by saying this. If she's ever accused of murder, she did it. Because 1,000 minions is absurd. Now, I'm not collecting anything like that, man. I love golf, and I don't collect anything golf like that. I love my Longhorns. I love the Jets. I love the Yankees. I ain't collecting no shit like that.
You wouldn't collect a lot of, like, Texas or Yankee memorabilia like that?
No, I... Not to the point where I got thousands of, you know, like that's her life's mission, or she makes it a point. If I see something I like and it's within reason, sure, I'll grab it. I got a couple pieces of memorabilia now, but
yeah,
I have single digits. Greg has more colognes than I do pieces of memorabilia.
Understand? I got 16 colognes now.
Exactly. For me, probably. I would say probably manga, which I don't even have a lot of manga right now. But if I were to collect like she is, it'd probably be that.
And for the record, memorabilia is a hell of a lot more valuable than minion shit.
Yeah.
So if I got 1,000 signed pieces of jerseys, cleats, gloves, like that shit's, I can sell that for my kid, my family in the future. What the hell is she going to do with all this minion stuff?
I don't know. They keep pushing out minion movies. So, I mean, it ain't going out of style. So, I don't know.
Minions might not, but she is.
Oh, yeah. True. I don't know. It's just, she's in the Guinness World Records now for the most minions. I don't even know that was a thing, but I don't know. I feel like that's just, you know how people have them, those porcelain dolls in their house and stuff? Mm-hmm. That's what it just reminds me of. Just walk into a room, just minions everywhere.
No, sir. Not G.
Don't like that. At all, yeah, but that's all I got.
Greg, you got anything?
Somebody's boy in here. I'm not gonna say any names, but it rhymes with names.
That's crazy.
Their boy Elon stepping away from politics because Tesla's tanked.
They're bullying him. That's what they said. That's what he said. I mean,
yeah, bullying works.
Bullying works.
It does. It's funny how it's bullying whenever it's coming from across the aisle, because whenever Democrats and people with, you know, side with Democrats, whenever it was them catching shit, it was, oh, y'all are snowflakes and y'all are soft and can't take shit now. Y'all got this dumb lunatic motherfucker trying to make things efficient when he's not efficient in the slightest.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah, like Greg said, bullying works. I'm going to still talk shit to him every time I'm on his bullshit-ass app. It's still Twitter till I D-I-E.
Yep. More than any chance we get.
That's all I had. I found that out this morning. I was like, what a pussy, bro.
James, did he reach out to you?
He did not reach out to me. He said, we are not boys.
Did he say, am sad, help?
No. He did not.
All right.
Oh, one more thing. Sorry. I just remembered this. Did y'all see Nico Harris's comment about how he didn't know Luka was so important to the fans?
Dude,
Nico, this man is insane, bro.
I don't know how I don't know. I mean, he fucked up the Curry deal at Nike, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He obviously doesn't understand. You know, he obviously can't grasp the importance of things like this. So I don't know why people keep giving him a job. Personally, he should probably be working at the Nike outlet selling shoes.
They say, hey, you can have this limited edition shoe for $10.
At least. All right,
buddy. Sold.
I don't know why they keep putting him in front of a mic, bro. Just stop.
Well, apparently there was a whole thing. Someone in the Mavericks organization or him, they didn't want this interview recorded. They also asked him, like, "What do you think you've done enough to not be fired?" He's like, "I think I've done a pretty good job."
Yeah.
I said, he's doing what anybody would do if they fucked up at work and now they got to explain themselves.
Yeah.
So I didn't know what would happen if I pushed that big red button, but everything other than that has been pretty cool, right?
Yeah, here we are. But people are, like, saying from the big bosses are trying to move the Mavericks to Vegas or some shit like that. So that's why they're trying to tank and trading Luka away so they can, you know, devalue the team and they can move, ship it off to Vegas. But I don't know how true that is, but that's the rumor.
I just don't know why you would do that, man. Dallas is a good market.
I don't know. You know what I mean? Mark Cuban should have just kept his bigger stake in it, to be honest. And the shit wouldn't be happening.
He should have kept a bigger porterhouse in it. Hey-o.
Hey, that's a triple entendre. Don't even ask me how.
That's free game.
That's all I got.
All right. Episode 64 is now in the books. As always, we appreciate y'all tuning in. Download the podcast, like the podcast, share, follow, subscribe, all that good stuff wherever you get your podcasts. Come take a ride with us on the Instagram at bruisingbanter_pod. Got a bunch cool content that's being pushed out. Eventually Greg will get back to being a part of that, but I gotta give him the password. But with that, James, Greg, take us out.
I have no new episode for Anime Corner this week. I took a little break just because I'm tired. Am tired, bro. But maybe there might be one Friday, it might not be, but I just haven't done it yet if that one does come out. But we'll see.
Another boring week for me. You know what I mean? I have no life lessons to give. I got nothing to say. I was excited about 64 for 2 weeks and now it's gone. So it is what it is. Well,
if Greg doesn't have anything, I got something. It's to be painless is to be brainless. So, hey, if you ever want to stop being hurt by stuff, just stop listening. Stop learning. Mm.
Wow. Mm. I don't like that.
Damn.
See you next time, everybody.
When they say that a hero can save us, I'm not gonna stand.